managing conflict with poise and composure. In the dynamic landscape of professional environments, conflict is inevitable. Whether it's disagreements over project directions, resource allocation, or interpersonal tensions, how we navigate these challenging situations can define our effectiveness as professionals and leaders. The ability to maintain poise and composure during conflict isn't just a nice-to-have skill, it's a critical competency that separates exceptional communicators from the rest. Conflict often triggers our fight-or-flight response, making it difficult to think clearly and respond effectively. Yet those who can remain composed during heated moments gain a significant advantage. They make better decisions, preserve relationships, and find solutions that address the root causes rather than merely treating symptoms. According to research, when emotions run high, our cognitive abilities can decrease by up to 75%, highlighting why composure is so essential to effective conflict management. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore the psychology behind maintaining composure during conflict, practical techniques for emotional regulation, effective communication strategies, and the leadership approaches that transform conflict from a destructive force into an opportunity for growth and innovation. The psychology of composure in conflict. Understanding what happens in our brains during conflict provides valuable insight into why composure matters. When we perceive a threat, even a social one like disagreement or criticism, our amygdala activates, triggering a cascade of stress hormones that prepare us for defensive action. This emotional hijacking can lead to impulsive responses that we later regret. Emotional regulation. The ability to manage our emotional responses becomes crucial during these moments. Emotion regulation skills play a significant role in how interpersonal conflicts unfold. Those who excel at emotional regulation can acknowledge their feelings without being controlled by them, allowing for more thoughtful and strategic responses to challenging situations. At its core, maintaining composure during conflict is an exercise in emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, workplace conflict, and trust building under pressure define how resilient teams stay grounded when tensions rise. This self-awareness helps us recognize our emotional triggers before they overwhelm our rational thinking, creating space between stimulus and response where better choices can be made. Mastering self-regulation techniques. Maintaining composure isn't about suppressing emotions but rather managing them effectively. Here are several proven techniques that can help you stay poised even in the most challenging confrontations. 1. Pause and breathe. When emotions rise, taking a deliberate pause can interrupt the automatic stress response. Deep, diaphragmatic breathing reduces physiological arousal and creates mental space for more measured responses. Understanding what triggers your emotions helps you manage them during conflicts and stressful situations. Practice the 4-7-8 technique. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 7, and exhale for 8 to reset your nervous system. 2. Practice cognitive reframing. How we interpret conflict situations significantly impacts our emotional response. By consciously shifting perspective, we can transform perceived attacks into valuable feedback or opportunities for growth. When tensions rise, emotionally intelligent leaders maintain their composure through techniques like perspective taking and mental reframing. Instead of thinking, "They're trying to undermine me," try reframing to, "They may have concerns I haven't considered." 3. Develop body awareness. Physical sensations often precede emotional outbursts. Learning to recognize tension in your shoulders, changes in your breathing pattern, or a quickening heartbeat provides early warning signs that your composure may be at risk. To prevent emotional outbursts and maintain composure, grounding techniques and visualization may help. Regularly scan your body during conversations to catch these signals before they escalate. 4. Create mental distance. Techniques like the observer perspective allow you to mentally step back from the situation as if watching it happen to someone else. This psychological distance reduces emotional intensity and promotes more objective analysis. When practiced regularly, this approach becomes second nature during conflict situations. Communication strategies that defuse tension. How we communicate during conflict can either escalate tensions or create pathways to resolution. Mastering these communication techniques enhances your ability to maintain composure while working toward constructive outcomes. 1. Choose language carefully. Words have tremendous power to either escalate or de-escalate conflict. The words we choose, our facial expressions, the tone of our voice, body language clues, as well as assumptions or paradigms can all be barriers to effective communication. Replace accusatory you statements with I messages that express your perspective without assigning blame. For example, rather than saying, "You never listen to my ideas," try, "I feel frustrated when I don't have the opportunity to share my thoughts on this project." 2. Practice active listening. In the heat of conflict, we often focus more on formulating our response than truly hearing the other person. Active listening, where you seek to understand before being understood, demonstrates respect and often diffuses tension. When conversations get heated, stepping into the other person's shoes helps maintain perspective and composure. Techniques like paraphrasing and asking clarifying questions show genuine interest in the other person's viewpoint. 3. Mind your nonverbal communication. Body language often communicates more powerfully than words. Maintaining open posture, appropriate eye contact, and a calm tone signals respect and willingness to engage constructively. Even when internal emotions are intense, consciously managing external expressions helps maintain the composure necessary for productive dialogue. 4. Use strategic silence. Knowing when to pause can be more powerful than knowing what to say. Silence creates space for reflection, allows emotional intensity to dissipate, and often encourages others to elaborate on their perspectives. Resist the urge to fill every moment with words, especially when tensions are high. Leadership approaches to conflict management. Leaders set the tone for how conflict is handled throughout their organizations. Those who model composure and effective conflict management create cultures where disagreement leads to innovation rather than dysfunction. 1. Establish clear processes. Having established protocols for addressing conflict removes ambiguity and provides structure during emotionally charged situations. Managing conflict involves steps such as acknowledging the issue, setting the scene, hearing all sides, brainstorming solutions, agreeing on actions, and following up. These frameworks give everyone, including the leader, clear guidance on how to proceed when tensions arise. 2. Model composed leadership. Teams take cues from their leaders on how to handle challenging situations. One of the most effective techniques for managing conflict and maintaining composure is to understand the other person's perspective. By demonstrating empathy, restraint, and thoughtful responses during conflict, leaders create psychological safety that encourages constructive problem solving. 3. Facilitate rather than dictate. Effective conflict management isn't about imposing solutions but guiding participants toward mutual understanding. Skilled leaders ask powerful questions that prompt reflection, encourage exploration of underlying interests, and generate creative options that might otherwise remain undiscovered. 4. Address root causes. Surface-level conflicts often mask deeper issues related to trust, communication patterns, or structural problems within the organization. Leaders who maintain composure can look beyond immediate tensions to identify and address these underlying factors, preventing similar conflicts from recurring. The strategic advantages of composure. Beyond facilitating better outcomes in specific conflict situations, maintaining poise and composure delivers significant strategic advantages in professional settings. 1. Enhanced negotiation power. Composure provides a distinct advantage in negotiations. Maintaining composure as a team during a crisis also benefits from the implementation of structured conflict resolution mechanisms. Those who remain calm can think more clearly, notice subtle cues, and make more strategic decisions under pressure. Emotional reactivity, by contrast, often leads to concessions or positional stances that undermine long-term interests. 2. Strengthened professional reputation. How we handle conflict significantly impacts how others perceive us professionally. Those known for maintaining composure during challenging situations earn respect and trust, enhancing their influence and leadership potential. This reputation follows you throughout your career, opening doors to greater responsibility and opportunity. 3. Improved team dynamics. According to a survey by the Society for Human Resource Management, maintaining composure and reflecting professionalism during conflicts and negotiation deals makes a positive impact, leading to better resolutions and improved employee relationships. When leaders model composed conflict management, team members feel safer expressing dissenting views, leading to more robust decision-making and innovation. 4. Reduced stress and burnout. Chronic unresolved conflict contributes significantly to workplace stress and burnout. By handling conflict with poise and composure, professionals reduce the emotional toll of workplace tensions, promoting well-being and sustainable high performance. Developing composure as a professional skill. Like any valuable professional competency, composure during conflict can be systematically developed through intentional practice. 1. Self-assessment and reflection. Begin by honestly evaluating your current response patterns during conflict. That includes a self-assessment of your own conflict management style, which will help you to recognize how you most often deal with conflict and solve problems. Identify specific triggers, habitual reactions, and areas where composure tends to break down. This awareness forms the foundation for targeted improvement. 2. Progressive exposure training. Gradually exposing yourself to increasingly challenging conflict scenarios builds emotional resilience. Start with lower stakes disagreements, practicing techniques for maintaining composure, then progressively tackle more difficult situations as your confidence grows. 3. Feedback and coaching. Seek input from trusted colleagues or professional coaches on how you handle conflict situations. Conflict resolution training enhances employees' communication and active listening skills, which can be crucial for preventing and resolving conflicts. External perspectives often reveal blind spots in our conflict management approach that we cannot see ourselves. 4. Mindfulness practice. Regular mindfulness meditation strengthens the neural networks involved in emotional regulation and cognitive control. Even brief daily practice builds the mental muscles that support composure during challenging situations. These techniques can improve your emotional regulation and help you stay calm during conflicts. 5. Role-playing scenarios. Simulating difficult conversations in a safe environment allows you to practice composure techniques without real-world consequences. Working with colleagues to enact challenging scenarios builds practical skills that transfer to actual conflict situations. Practical applications in workplace settings. Managing conflict with poise and composure applies across various professional contexts. In team environments, when team members disagree on project direction or resource allocation, composed conflict management helps integrate diverse perspectives rather than forcing consensus or allowing dominant voices to prevail. Empathy and acknowledgement are crucial tools in conflict resolution. By modeling respectful disagreement, team leaders create psychological safety that encourages innovation and constructive challenge. In client relationships, when client expectations don't align with deliverables or capabilities, maintaining composure while addressing concerns preserves relationships that might otherwise be damaged by defensive reactions. Composed professionals can acknowledge client frustrations without taking criticism personally, facilitating problem-solving rather than relationship breakdown. In cross-cultural contexts, multilingual teams can bring potential for conflict in the workplace. Different cultural norms regarding conflict expression add complexity to international business interactions. Composure becomes especially valuable in navigating these differences, allowing for cultural adaptation without compromising core interests or values. In organizational change, change initiatives inevitably generate resistance and conflict as established patterns are disrupted. Leaders who maintain composure during these challenging transitions can acknowledge legitimate concerns while keeping focus on the strategic objectives that necessitate change. Conclusion. In a professional landscape defined by complexity, diversity, and constant change, conflict is not just inevitable, it's necessary for growth and innovation. The differentiating factor is not whether we experience conflict, but how we navigate it. Being composed helps individuals and teams avoid rash decisions and creates an environment where thoughtful solutions can emerge. By developing the capacity to manage conflict with poise and composure, professionals transform potentially destructive encounters into opportunities for deepened understanding, strengthened relationships, and innovative solutions. This capability distinguishes exceptional leaders and communicators, creating ripple effects that enhance team performance, organizational culture, and ultimately, business results. The skills outlined in this guide emotional regulation, strategic communication, leadership approaches, and systematic development practices provide a comprehensive framework for mastering this critical professional competency. As you implement these techniques, you'll likely find that the benefits extend beyond specific conflict situations to enhance your overall effectiveness and well-being in the workplace. Remember that composure during conflict isn't about never feeling emotions, it's about managing those emotions skillfully so they inform rather than overwhelm your response. With practice and persistence, this approach becomes not just a technique you employ, but a defining characteristic of your professional identity.